Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And not so good news to start the show with. But there maybe will be a little bit of good news later with a positive court decision. But first we'll start with a court decision that wasn't so positive. And Mark, you weren't able to come out today, although you did go to some days of the Rich Paul trial.
Yeah, I had got to run Free Talk Live, and there was three different conference calls I had to be on today.
And Marcus, I don't believe you were able to make it out. You were working at other matters, unfortunately, were indisposed. So I was there to witness what was yet another tragic occurrence of a jury. Yet another jury full of middle-aged people who no doubt at some point in their lives had come across marijuana. I'm just going to go out on a limb. Mark, you saw the jury. You know what these folks, you knew their appearance. There's one guy in particular, the one in the back left, who I thought I agreed with Bob Constantine Wiedeklaus's assessment that he'd probably taken a rip off a bong before he came to the courthouse one day. What do you think? Was there a good chance that one out of the 12 people on that jury or more of them had encountered marijuana and perhaps even used it?
The statistical likelihood that one of those people on that jury had not smoked marijuana at some point in their life is near nil.
Yeah. But despite the fact that some of them probably have smoked marijuana or maybe have loved ones who have smoked it, they put our friend Rich Paul behind bars today with 5 guilty verdicts. And that's 5 out of 5. 3 for selling cannabis, 1 for selling an item purported to be LSD. It wasn't.
By the way, I had in my mind my own predictions for what was going to happen. I predicted that they would find him guilty. However, I did not predict that. I'm not saying that I'm right on these things. I was surprised to find them that they found him guilty of the LSD charge too. He didn't sell LSD.
And he didn't purport to sell LSD. The charge wasn't selling LSD. The charge was selling something purported to be LSD. He purported it to be acid, which there is an argument to be had that means LSD.
Sure.
I think Rich's argument was that, well, it could mean other hallucinogens that have similarities to LSD. And like this legal hallucinogen that he was selling, or apparently it was at the time legal, but perhaps now has been made illegal by the federal government. I can't say for sure on that. I've heard that is the case. It's called 2CI. Well, it didn't matter that he never said that it was LSD. He was found guilty of that, and also found guilty of possession with intent to distribute, because when he was arrested, they picked him up with a quarter pound of marijuana on him at that time. So he hadn't actually made a deal. They just got him with that on him, and so they charged him with possession with intent.
Now, I've seen pictures of Rich Paul with a really big, joint. I don't know that if he had all that it was an intent to sell.
Right. I really hate that intent to sell thing. Was this QP, this quarter pound, was it bagged up?
I can't tell you. I don't recall that detail. There were some times when
everything
he did
I saw looked like single bags of marijuana.
There were some times when he did sell a bag with multiple bags in it.
Okay. So I don't know. I don't like this intent to sell thing. I think that's a miscarriage of justice anyway. You either sold it or you didn't. Not that I think that that it's not a miscarriage of justice just saying that selling something is a problem. But unless that thing's like a nuclear weapon or something. But the case of the LSD, what his claim was, and I think that this is somewhat valid. This was a legal item. It's called 2C4. What was it, Ian?
2CI.
2CI. That some people call this item acid because it has LSD-like effects. He sold 2CI, calling it, a person asked for acid. He sold him this 2CI thing, and that could very well be acid on the streets, so therefore that's not a problem. He didn't claim to have sold him LSD, so that's fine. And I didn't expect them to find him guilty of that. He didn't sell LSD, and intent to sell, well, he didn't sell it.
It took 3 hours, by the way, to come to the verdict today.
Yeah, somebody held out for a while.
Well, some could argue that they were debating the LSD charge and that it wasn't necessarily a holdout thing, but obviously somebody
held out.
Somebody
held out, right?
Yeah, somebody held out on some charge for a while, and then they cracked. And then they went over to the side of guilty, just as happened recently in the Occupy trial, which we discussed here as well in Manchester, where, I mean, you want to talk about a trial where it was like, no question, these people should be found not guilty, constitutional issues at hand. I mean, it didn't. The Occupy trial didn't have the weed dealer or LSD dealer pallor hanging over it. But still, that jury found those folks guilty, too, and well, there were three people that were originally for not guilty, and they all switched.
The prosecutors basically made it sound like, in that Occupy trial, that Western civilization would crumble
yes.
if you didn't find people guilty of being in a park past 11.
Which, interestingly, they didn't do today. I was actually somewhat pleased to see Prosecutor John Webb not go that way with his closing statement, when that has been a kind of a frequent theme of some of these prosecutors, has been to paint the liberty activists as someone who wants to completely destroy peaceful society. And today, John Webb did not do that. In fact, John Webb actually acknowledged in his closing statement that the jury had the right to jury nullification. I mean, he didn't use the words nullification, but he did acknowledge that they could vote their conscience.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. I mean, they were told by the prosecutor in the beginning and the end of the trial. They were told by the defense attorney as well about jury nullification, and it still didn't matter. It just didn't matter.
You know, just for people that don't know Rich Paul, he's a kind, friendly guy. He is. He doesn't mean harm to anybody. He's just out, you know, living his life, and you know, he's. It's just, you know, I've felt like sick to my stomach since hearing the verdict, you know.
Hell
not
yeah.
Not terribly surprised, I suppose, but it's still, it doesn't matter if it's a surprise or not. It's upsetting when people take a peaceful person and just decide to throw them in a cage and they think that that's acceptable, and I just don't find it acceptable in the least.
So, Ian, I expressed a lot of reservations, mostly off air. You know, I did talk to Rich Paul about my reservations when he was on the show on Wednesday about this. And I'm wondering if there's going to be a point for you where you don't think taking something to trial, because the jurors are going to find them guilty, that you don't think that taking something to trial is a good idea. Because I've got to say, if I got convicted of something, that it would be unlikely, unless it was, you know, full-on civil disobedience. This wasn't civil disobedience, really. This was Rich Paul just lives his life the way he lives his life.
Well, no, it was civil disobedience. I mean, that's what he was explaining. Maybe you didn't hear that part
okay.
of the conversation with him.
It doesn't
off
feel
the air,
as civil disobedience-y as... You
he
know,
didn't go out and announce it. He knew that there was a possibility that he was going to get arrested, and then in which case he knew he was going to take it to the mat. So, yeah, it was premeditated all the way as far as what his intentions were. This was his activism. This is what he wanted to do to try to end the war on drugs. He didn't want to take the plea deal, even though it was 0 days in jail.
He didn't take the plea
deal.
It
was still a felony.
Yeah,
and that would mean, that would mean he would be unable to carry a firearm,
sure.
which for Rich Paul is a very important thing.
And he can't carry one now.
No, he can't carry one now. But there was that chance that he would get somebody with a spine on the jury
there
who
was.
Could see the point that
so,
was trying to be made.
Let me ask you, will you change your mind about this whole taking things to trial thing? I mean,
I don't know what you mean by change my mind. Well, what are you talking about? I mean, my friend Derek Jay didn't go to trial, and that was the right choice for him. I mean, everybody has to make their own choice based on what's important to them. And
well, recommendations from people's friends matter, don't they?
I wasn't going to tell Rich Paul what to do. That's none of my business.
Okay. What would you have recommended in this case? Because I never heard that from you.
What would I have recommended? For Rich Paul? I would recommend whatever Rich Paul feels is most appropriate.
I just feel terrible.
Who am I to tell Rich Paul what to do? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Am I supposed to say to Rich Paul, no, Rich, this isn't the right time for you to do your activism. This is, and while he's telling me this is his activism, this is what he's chosen for himself as far as what he thinks is a really important issue, he wanted to end the war on drugs. It didn't work, unfortunately.
Sadly.
It could have. All it would have taken would have been one person. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there, and they go back to late in 2006. You can just click and download, and they are yours. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Friend of the show, longtime friend of the show, and somebody who I consider a personal friend, at this point, I think, of being, you know, doing activism with him and spending a fair amount of time with him. Rich Paul has been not sentenced yet, but found guilty of 5 felony counts selling cannabis and something alleged to be LSD. Turned out it wasn't, and Rich Paul never claimed that it was, but that didn't stop the jury from finding him guilty on that count. I can play some of the audio from confronting the jurors outside with a video camera, attempting to get some interviews, offering to bribe them. Didn't work. We can play that here in a little bit, but I want to go to your phone calls. You're welcome to share your thoughts. If you wanted to get some updates on the trial, you can go to the Freekeen Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/Freekeen and scroll down. I put a bunch of updates up today during closing statements. I was tapping away on the laptop throughout them, so a lot of people who are unable to make it to the trial, and that's most people considering this courtroom only holds about 22 viewers, most people were unable to make it, and so therefore I was complimented that somebody appreciated the fact that I was there doing that. So you can go and get a good recap of some of the things that were said and done at the trial today.
I appreciated it. I was actually that's how I was following the trial today.
Excellent. Same here.
So
I kept an eye today on Freekeen also.
Yeah, you can go to facebook.com/Freekeen or just go to Freekeen.com. You'll see the Twitter post there with something you can scroll through. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts, but first.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, science, and the rise of the police state. Go now to Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so let's go to Benjamin. He is on Skype. And by the way, you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Benjamin in California, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd also like to express my appreciation for the live updates. I was following on Freekeen on Facebook, and I was able to, from California, see what was going on while at work. And I guess I'm not terribly surprised Rich was convicted, because I have no faith in juries.
That's because you've been in front of a jury that convicted you of some BS.
Well, and I have no respect for the law. I'd gladly break laws, whatever. So I was amazed that I was convicted having not broken the law. And that's why I'm also even not surprised that Rich Paul got convicted of selling acid or LSD or whatever when he didn't, because that doesn't matter to juries. Mm-hmm. They don't care. I was really also surprised by how many people were surprised. I'm following on the Facebook for Freekeen, and people were like seemed shocked.
Yeah,
and
the shocked, outrage. Sorrow.
I understand it. I get why you want to believe that your fellow human beings will act with compassion towards their fellow man. But the whole legal system and all of the terrible things that go on within it, and the government and their scariness, you know, all of that changes how human beings react. All of these people would probably stop to, you know, assist somebody who was, you know, injured on the side of the sidewalk or whatever. But in the case of the legal system, they just do whatever it is that they're told to do by a man in a robe.
And the compassion aspect is actually taken up by the judge. The judge does the sentencing. In New Hampshire, I mean, every state's different.
Yeah.
But in the jury is just told, look, all your job is to read the law, figure out whether or not this guy's guilty based on the law, and it took nothing. Essentially, Rich, basically said he broke the law, so it's not like these people had a tough job or anything in that aspect. Mm-hmm. So they're just doing what they're told.
But Ian, you were saying you want to believe. Yeah, I like to believe the best in people. I have a saying I use all the time, which is, most people are mostly good about most things most of the time. But, that leaves leeway for people to suck.
Yeah, and they're just not good at being jurors. I mean, they're just, people are susceptible to groupthink and group influence. I mean, there's plenty of scientific studies that have shown this to be the case. They're susceptible to suggestion from authority or from the people that they perceive to be authority. So you combine those two things together, you've got a system that uses authority against people and it uses groupthink against people.
Well,
and they're just striking out.
it goes to the Milgram experiments, and you put somebody in a lab coat, and right. they tell you to push the button, and you push the button. But okay, go back a week ago, before the trial even started. What percentage chance did you think that jury nullification would work in this case?
5%.
I mean, playing the odds. Exactly. That's why I'm shocked that people are shocked. Yeah, it's possible. Sure, it could happen. It's not like a unicorn popping in front of us right now.
Right.
But it's really unlikely, and that's why I'm shocked that people think being surprised.
I don't think you should be surprised that people are shocked, because you know, people that have liberty as a goal in life and actually work towards that, you know, that what a ridiculous idea, you know? I mean, we're all stuck in this world where everything is coming down on us, the government and the authority, you know, the judges and all these people trying to tell us what to do, and everyone else around us is going, yeah, you better do what you're told. And we're saying, no, we're going to change the world. We're going to find freedom. We're going to make freedom. So in reality, all of us who are acting towards attaining more liberty are all crazy.
Right. This is absolutely yeah. true. This advocation for freedom that we have taken up, it's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea. The fact is that you'd get along far better in life by sucking it up, pretending like you love the system, and just going forward rather than constantly being sand in the gears.
Well,
you know, it's not that valuable. Ian and I, we could do a much more valuable radio show from a dollars and cents wise, I guess I should say, a more profitable radio show, if we would just go along and do, you know, maybe the small government, conservatarian kind of show out there. We could have a little different shtick. We're young. That's our shtick, right?
Right.
We would do fine. Believe me, we would do fine out there. Get big old paychecks if we just do it. But instead, we run along the margin of profitability here at Free Talk Live in order to bring people a show that's really about liberty.
Well, and I completely appreciate that. I've had people ask me, why are you wasting your time with this stuff? And to a certain degree, I totally get it. I don't want to waste my time in California. Screw Californians. But this goes to a point my mom was talking to me about, which is this: jury nullification is the thing that will only be viable once people move to New Hampshire in large numbers.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And if you want to share more, you're welcome to stand by 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI, toll-free line. I agree with your assessment. It's crazy to love liberty and actually do something about it. It's easy to love liberty and just, you know, keep your mouth shut and maybe tell some close friends. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com. Spell the silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us, username there for you, lrn.fm. Once again, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. What happens when you bring a bunch of crazy libertarians all together to the same place? Well, we're finding out. And it definitely is not a cakewalk. And I don't think that anybody should think that, you know, it's going to be. But as you get more people together who love the ideas of freedom and who are actually willing to do something about it, you start to see things happen that have never happened before, like people standing up for themselves or people running for political office who love liberty and actually getting elected to political
office. It's like the price of Bitcoin. You know, it has its ups and downs, but sure, overall it's heading upwards.
Overall, it's a huge thing to be involved in this movement. I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm glad that I could be there to support Rich Paul as he faces still 81 years in prison. The sentencing has not occurred at this point, but I'm glad I could be there too and continue to support him, even though he's already behind bars awaiting sentencing. They would not let him out on bail because he had some previous convictions for some minor stuff like possession and obstructing government administration.
I'd like to point out, not that I think that there's any... once a person's sentenced, I don't have the philosophical issue with locking them up that I do before they're sentenced. I mean, there's a huge industry in this country of locking people up before they're sentenced. People that should be considered by the law to be not guilty, innocent until proven guilty, as it were, presumed innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, I guess I didn't expect him to be out or anything like that. But he did say, interestingly, some people suggested, you should run, Rich. You should just run to Mexico. And he said, no way. I'm not going anywhere. And I don't think he would have gone anywhere. If they did let him out, I don't think he would have.
freestateproject.org. You don't have to do civil disobedience. This is not a civil disobedience movement. Not everybody has to take it to the wall like Rich Paul did in this particular case. You can do much safer things like writing letters to the editor, talking to your neighbors, going to your church dinners or whatever it is that you enjoy doing.
Actually, what makes the movement so strong is the fact that there are lots of different people with different personalities and different interests. Because each person with a different interest, if they focus on that interest, they can be very strong and effective with that thing. So it is actually important to have people up here that want to do different things, and I encourage people to do that.
And that's what's happening. Benjamin is one of the future movers of the Free State Project, and some family members are going to be coming with you. Benjamin, you said you are giving up on California.
Well, I gave up on California a while ago as far as thinking that, significant political change could take place. It's wasted. But my thought was, as far as jury nullification, I mean, the one clear case of jury nullification I can think of is the Rastafarian,
mm-hmm.
who was cultivating and was found not guilty.
That's one in New Hampshire. There's another one in Massachusetts with our friends Pete Nademo from CopBlock.org. They were nullified on their wiretapping charges down there.
Well, didn't in the case of the Rastafarian, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there a Free Stater on that jury?
That is correct, yep.
So my thinking is, until there is a significant portion of the jury pool of New Hampshire who believe in jury nullification, I don't know that it's a worthwhile strategy. I mean, I think it's great to talk about it and to try to get people
on board.
Sure,
but how are you going to know until you take it to trial? How are you going to know what jurors are going to think until you go in front of a jury?
You won't. But, I mean, you can do polling on, hey, have you ever heard about jury nullification?
Hey, that's a cool idea. I hope you can come here and do some polling, because that's certainly something that's never been done.
But think about this. If just off the top of your head, what percentage of the people in Keene know about jury nullification?
I don't know. That's a good question. I can tell you, if you've been to a jury in Keene, you've heard about it, because we stand out front of
right.
the courthouse.
Look, these jurors knew about jury nullification because the defense attorney told them about it.
And the prosecuting attorney.
I don't care whether they know about jury nullification or not. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that they have the spine to stand up and do something about it. And I don't find that human beings are particularly good at this. There's the rare human, and I don't know if they're 1 in 20 or 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000, but that is able to sort of psychologically stand up in their own mind. Now, I think that different people can do it in different situations, and if the jury trial was over different things, then perhaps they'd be more likely to do it. But when it comes to these no victim, no crime kind of situations, It doesn't have the moment. It doesn't have close to the momentum here in New Hampshire. And I think that the best thing about the don't take the plea argument is that it makes the prosecutor give more options. It makes them give.
Usually get a better plea later on.
Right.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
On his potential 81 years, was offered 0 years the day before the trial and turned it down. That would have been when I was, taking that particular deal. But who's to say that
I'm sure most people would have.
Yep. Who's to say that I would have had the spine to even make it to that point where I got the 0 years?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I see it. It seems like when people get that unbelievable plea deal, it's at the very last second, which means they're like totally, they're all in.
And now, this only works long enough. This will only work if few enough people do it, by the way. once enough people say, well, I'm waiting until the last day, that's when the prosecutors will say, well, now I know how this game goes, and they're going to change up how they offer.
Well, I got a pretty sweet plea deal when I was looking at trespassing charges, the trespass charge that ended up being found unconstitutional. I got a pretty sweet plea deal on that one, and I have to say, it was tempting. I could have walked away from that with a violation instead of a misdemeanor and a suspended fine of $250, and then I wouldn't have, had a misdemeanor conviction, and I wouldn't have faced 9 more months in jail because I've got a suspended sentence, and if I get convicted of a misdemeanor, then they can bring back my suspended sentence, and I go to jail for 9 months. So I could have avoided all of that, but I didn't do anything wrong, and that's why I went on to trial, which actually ended up never officially happening, because, well, I found an attorney who was willing to take on the issue of the constitutionality of the no trespass order. And in a lot of cases, you know, sometimes charges will even get dropped right before trial, as happened with my disorderly conduct arrest when I was participating in the drinking game at City Council Chambers here in Keene. So, there's the right, and there's never a real totally right choice, I don't think, in any of these cases. I mean, because, you know, if you take the plea deal, then you're admitting guilt to something that maybe you didn't do or to something that you did
think is wrong.
But isn't wrong. And unfortunately, you're right. These jurors, they just keep doing the wrong thing. Ramon is in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live, Ramon.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, what's on your mind tonight?
Man, just chilling here with my next door neighbor, just talking about the world and politicking with him. You know, but I'd like to talk about Rich Paul tonight, man. All you jurors, the judge, prosecution, I hope they have a nice special place in hell for y'all, man, for destroying this man's life for some weed. Did you guys hear about the nonpartisan committee that found that George Bush, Obama, and all those guys were found guilty of torture and crimes against humanity and stuff like 2 days ago? I believe it was on the 16th.
No, where was this? No, like in The Hague or something?
You guys can Google it really quick or have your people look it up real quick. But I heard it on another talk show. I forgot which one, but they were going crazy that the bombing had happened the day after. So they were saying that while I believe the New York Times had it on their front page the day that they published the bombing pictures and stuff, but it was under the bombing and nobody really noticed because it was a small article. And, the nonpartisan committee found him guilty of torture and all type of different charges, and it's not really being talked about because of the whole bombing in Boston. But what I want to tell the jury and all these people who think that weed is such a bad thing, you people are really going to wake up to reality one day, man. You're destroying people's lives over a plant. You know, there are people doing way more heinous crimes, man, that are walking the streets while they're convicted rapists in my neighborhood. Why the convicted child molesters in my neighborhood? But you treat drug dealers like we're destroying it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even talking about crack and cocaine. I'm talking about specifically marijuana.
Yeah.
You're treating us like we're the scum of the earth, but then you let a pedophile get out in 6 months. And then he's living 3, 4, 5 blocks from your school.
Ramon, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. No appreciate problem. The passion. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to share your thoughts about what happened to our friend Rich Paul today, or you can bring up anything that you like. There's a couple of points, I think, that need to be made about what happened today, specifically the jury instructions, which did not include any instructions about jury nullification. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here tonight. 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, and you like the fact that the features on the site are free, you can support the show by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it means that you send $5 a month in, and you can do it with PayPal or major credit cards on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. You send that $5 in, and it gets invested into the show so Free Talk Live can get on more radio stations. And by the way, we are on a couple more stations. I just have been so busy with the Rich Paul trial, I haven't had a chance to actually add them to our website. So look forward to new station announcements coming soon as I get somewhat caught up with my workload. But it's all thanks to the amplifiers, and those amplifiers are listeners just like you. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, get the perks, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast forum, and more. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a family? If you've got a family, it's a good idea to have an insurance against emergencies. A cost-effective form of insurance against emergencies is to have some stored food on hand. At food.freetalklive.com, we have the Legacy Premium brand that we represent. It's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. It's the only one that is free of all those things. And it's for less than $1.50 a meal. You go there, you see the Mega Sampler Pack, you can try everything that they've got from the Legacy Premium brand, every different meal they've got. It's 183 different meals for less than $1.50 a piece. Use coupon code FTL when you check out. You get 5% off. That'll bring it to less than $1.50, as I had said. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. That means it'll last 25 years is what they guarantee it for. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they're the best in price, storability, and taste. I say that with all surety. Best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders, food.freetalklive.com. There's a comparison chart there that you can check out. That's what I found convincing initially. Food.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Pizza Guy's on the line in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pizza Guy.
Yeah, I'm quite a bit behind. I was listening to the April 8th when you had Rich Paul on. What happened? I can't wait, and I'm not in the position to Google anything.
What happened with what? He was found guilty on all five counts.
He was found guilty on all five counts.
That's right. There's video of the jurors getting out of the courthouse today. Of course, I've got full trial video still to come. Did what?
You just put a pit in the... I feel like all the blood drained out of me. I
know, man. Sorry.
Did they lock him away? What happened?
He has been put in jail pending sentencing. So the sentence has yet to be delivered. I do not at this time have a date for sentencing. So until further notice.
Appeal to the Supreme Court, or
sure, that's always possible. But they keep you in jail while you do the appeals around.
Darn difficult to appeal things from jail too. You've got to have attorneys and stuff.
He does
like
have
that.
An attorney. He's got the one of the public defenders. So
are they going to do appeals?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
You don't think public defenders will appeal for you?
That's not my understanding of their roles.
Really. Oh boy! See, I don't know that much about using public defenders. I've never used one.
And so he's just completely screwed. I mean, he stood up for what he believes in. He did what was right. I was sitting here listening to the April 8th podcast. I was can't believe what you're telling me. I
know.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's it's pretty crappy, and that's just the way things are. I mean, jurors are incredibly obedient. They are afraid, I think. I think a lot of them are secretly afraid of the state and worried about what might happen to them if they step out of line, and they're the ones that are the responsible for setting someone like Rich Paul free, somebody who's been disobedient to the state. I think that may be possible for some of them, but others are absolutely lockstep, get me to do whatever I'm told kind of people who have no qualms about sending someone to jail because, well, they broke the law.
And, you're not alone in the way that you feel. Many of us here and everywhere that know Rich Paul and just people that like freedom are upset. You know, as soon as I saw Ian make the post that he was found guilty, I just felt sick to my stomach, and I felt that way all day. It's very upsetting, and you're not alone. Many of us are very upset about it because, here's this good guy being locked up in a cage for... selling something.
Selling flowers for the most part. So, Pizza Guy, anything else you want to share tonight, your thoughts?
I'm out of words. I don't have anything.
I heard you. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453.
This is what it's like for a lot of people. You know, you get your hopes up. You think that, this is the right thing, and you this is what you expect to have happen.
Seems like it's the right time, I mean, you just had a guy found not guilty by a jury for growing marijuana. That's happened recently. You've got, of course, Washington and Colorado that have legalized the use and the sale of, with certain restrictions, but they've mostly legalized it, and that's a big deal. I mean, it would have been a perfect time for something like this, and all it would have taken would have been one person to have the conviction in their beliefs enough to where they were willing to stand up for themselves and go against the crowd, because that's what has to happen in these cases until we have a day when it's easy to get 12 people to say, let that guy loose.
I wonder how many people in Washington and Colorado are currently in for marijuana sales or possession. That's an interesting question. Now it's legal. Mm-hmm. How many people in Washington and Colorado are in for...
They arrested those street dealers and then gave them their weed back, and I forget which place it was, but one of those two places.
I'm just talking about somebody who's doing time.
Yeah, sure.
Real time.
Yeah, can they be pardoned? And that's another question. And, what will happen with Rich Paul? It still remains to be seen. How bad will this judge be when it comes to sentencing? I have no idea. I can't speculate. I don't know what to expect. I know this, I looked at the guy's name. I went to the Keene Sentinel's website. John C. Kissinger is his name. And, he's a newer judge in the area. I looked up his name on the local newspaper to see what sort of articles had been written with his name in them. A recent one, he made a decision to block a Dollar General store from being built in a local town.
Oh, the one
here
in
the Keene area.
Marlboro?
I think it was Swansea. So he made that decision to, back up the state. So, I mean, he's a judge, and judges back up the state almost all the time. So you can extract from that what you may about what you think will happen as far as sentencing.
It's hard to know, though. I mean,
it's hard.
Each individual is different, and each judge, might have, they want to do, they're going to be harder on some things and softer on others, and might even just depend on the day and how they're feeling.
It certainly could be that arbitrary.
Yeah.
So one of the important things about this judge, I don't know a whole lot about what he's done in the past, but I know what he did at this trial. And I know that when the defense motioned to have a specific jury instruction included in this case about jury nullification. That was denied. And the judge made only one concession to change the what are called the Wentworth instructions, which are a very restrictive group of jury instructions that is very pro-state, very you-must-do-as-I-say kind of language in there. And I'm going to try to pull up the actual quote that was suggested in this case, because it was excellent. I think it was something like this, that the jurors, if they had a conscientious feeling that a not guilty verdict would be a fair result in the case, that they could find the defendant not guilty.
Not guilty.
If they had a conscientious feeling that a not guilty verdict would be a fair result in the case. The judge refused terminology like that today and was only willing to make one change to the wording, which was to change a must to a should. And that was that if, you know, even if the state has proved all of the elements in the case, or if the state has proved all the elements in the case, that you should. So it used to be must, that you should convict.
Yeah, well, that's not really a big stretch, especially for people that have grown up their whole lives being told that this is what you must do. When you're a juror, you go in and you do as you're told. You listen to what the law is and you determine whether that person broke the law or not. And that's what you're there for. And this is what they're told time and time again. And, you know, the people there, they feel like this is their duty and whatever they feel like. You know, it's unfortunate because I feel like even if they hear about jury nullification at the last minute, that's not enough.
Which, like, they didn't, because in this case, the judge goes last, and before the judge, the prosecutor goes, and then is the defense. So the defense goes first in the closing statements in New Hampshire. It may be different in your state. But, you know, the defense made points about jury nullification and told the jurors that it's absolutely illegal for them to vote their conscience and that they should do that if they, you know, they think that she explained jury nullification to them, that they can vote their conscience. And then the judge, during his instructions, made statements like, you must follow the law as I explain it. And he was emphasizing the word I in those instructions. So as if to completely erase everything that the defense attorney had told the people in the jury.
Yeah, learning about jury nullification in the courtroom while you're a juror, not the right time to learn about it. People have got to be able to learn about it beforehand and internalize it.
Well, we gave them some jury outreach stuff a week prior, so
that's better than
they
nothing.
They knew about it. 855, 453. They heard about it from us out front of the courthouse multiple times. They heard about it from the defense and the prosecution, and they still didn't do it. Hour 2's coming up.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.